Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. In this video, we're going to be talking about why your ex breadcrumbs you and what you can do about it. This is going to be a little bit controversial or a little bit against the grain of maybe what you may have heard in other videos, if you've watched other videos on this subject. I know that a lot of people are quick to jump to this idea that your ex is using you, manipulating you, keeping you as a backup, playing mind games with you or something like that. And sure, that is a possibility, but chances are you'd probably know if they had it in them from your time together. You'd be like, okay, yeah, I've seen them, you know, do something like this to someone else. So, you know, maybe they're doing it to me. That, okay, cool. But if they were like a genuine stand-up decent person, chances are they're not going to suddenly become some sort of mind game playing jerk or something like that right now. But again, I don't know your ex. Maybe that's them, maybe that's not. You probably know them better than I do. You could probably be a better judge of their character than I could. But we're going to go into what is probably going on, assuming that they're not some sort of jerk who's playing mind games with you or something like that. What's usually going on here is that they just aren't sure what they want. They just don't know. You know, this is really common for people after breakups, is that they just don't know what they want or how they feel about their ex or anything like that. And so oftentimes what they do is they just play it safe. They just keep some distance between the two of you because they don't want to get too close too fast and feel like they're in over their head. So what they do is they feel this urge to connect with you. So maybe they send you a little something that you might perceive as a breadcrumb, but then they're like, whoa, that was kind of a lot. I need to back up. And then they kind of start to get a little bit close because they're having these sort of two forces that are pulling at them. One is causing them to want to get closer to you. One is causing them to want to keep that distance. This is probably what's going on more often than them playing mind games. Now, what you want to do is you want to realize where this is coming from. This is coming from the place that they don't see themselves as being on the same team and co-creating some sort of dynamic with you. They see themselves as being on opposite teams and like they have to manage your emotions for you. So what we want to do is we want to actually invite them into saying like, hey, I understand it's a little bit confusing how we're supposed to fit into each other's lives right now. Let's just agree that I'm not going out of my way to hurt you and you're not going out of your way to hurt me. And let's just be on the same team here. I'll let you know as well too and we'll figure it out from there. Does that sound cool to you? If you go ahead and have this same team conversation, it can go ahead and reduce the amount of pressure that your ex is feeling to try to manage your emotions for you. Because again, there is this part of them that feels drawn towards you, that wants to connect with you. And there is also this fear that they're going to get it over their heads. And so they pull back. And so what we want to do is we want to remove that urge to pull back and see what happens. Okay, so by getting on the same team, you're creating the context for the two of you to be able to actually interact better and to have a better sort of dynamic with one another moving forward. Basically, you don't have to keep this whole like back and forth thing, and you can just basically say, hey, let's be on the same team through all of this. Let's be on the same team together. And you're inviting them to drop it so that they can actually allow themselves to get closer to you. By the way, if you like these videos that we're doing, please make sure you give this video a thumbs up. It does help us out with the YouTube algorithm, so hit the thumbs up. It's a free way to support the channel. And, you know, subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff. The second thing we all want to do as well, too, is to drop the pressure. Now, oftentimes, your ex will have a lot of pressure when it comes to interacting with you. They'll be thinking, okay, like, what sort of message is this going to send if I spend time with them? Are they going to think that, I still have feelings for them? Are they going to think that I'm leading them on? Am I leading them on? I don't know. I'm so confused. I'm not sure what I want right now. And again, this goes back to what the main problem is here in the whole breadcrumbing situation. It's that your ex is confused and they don't know what they want. Of course, there is the possibility that they are some sort of manipulative psychopath that's just using you or stringing you along or using you as a plan B or something. But once again, you probably would know that because you have been in a relationship with them. You know what their personality is. Chances are they're not just going to flip suddenly and, you know, become some sort of like weirdo person. They're going to have revealed their character to you through your relationship together. And so you should have a good sense about what their character is. But what we also want to do is we want to reduce that pressure, because if they're constantly asking themselves, am I leading you on? Does that make me a bad person? Do I have feelings for you? Do I not have feelings for you? I don't know. Maybe I should just play it safe and keep this comfortable distance, even though I do want to connect with you, even though I do want to get close to you, right? So what we want to do is we want to drop that pressure so that they can feel more comfortable getting closer to you. Oftentimes, the same team conversation can do that. But additionally, what we also want to do is we want to let them focus in on the present moment as well too. Because many times, if they start asking themselves too many questions about the future, where is this going? Where is this going to add up to? What does this mean about me? What does this mean about you? They're not going to be in the present moment. They're like way off in the future or maybe the past. I'm so hurt about the past. How could you have done this? How could I have done this? How can I ever let go of this? All that sort of stuff. But basically, if they're in the future or the past, they're not in the present moment. And if they're not in the present moment, it's going to be much, much harder for them to actually connect with you. So what we want to do is we want to pull their attention back to the present moment. And by dropping that pressure, because oftentimes the pressure is so much that it causes them to move out of the present moment, by saying things like, hey, you know what? Additionally, let's not force anything that's not here. And if it ever seems like things are getting too complicated, just let me know. But you know what? For now, I think it really makes sense for us to just be friends. Does that sound like something that you're cool with? And this sort of thing can drop the pressure so that they don't have to worry about where this is going. Now, again, a lot of times people will worry, you know, oh my goodness, you said, let's just be friends. That's the friend zone. I don't want to be in the friend zone. I don't want to like sit around listening to my ex gush about some new person they're dating. That would just not be cool for me. Again, I'm not asking you to do that. You and your ex have this romantic bond together. Chances are they have enough tact to not gush about someone else that they're dating if they are going to be dating someone else. But really what we're doing here is we're just giving them an answer in their head for when they start asking themselves all these questions. Why are we meeting? Why are we talking? Why are we spending time together? Why are we interacting so much? Instead of working themselves up by thinking too much about the future or the past and, you know, causing themselves to slam on the brake and say, whoa, I'm just going to stand still, we're giving them a preloaded answer so they can say, oh, well, we're just doing that because we're friends. That way it gives them permission to get closer to you, permission to interact with you more, and permission to take that where it may go. So that's really what you should be doing when it comes to interacting with your ex if they're breadcrumbing you. Again, chances are they're probably not playing some sort of mind game. Chances are they're probably not manipulating you or using you or anything like that. We just need to get on the same team and drop that pressure and expectation. And if this is something that you want some help with, you might be interested in our course called Effortless Connection. You can find that over at modernlove.life/EC. That's modernlove.life/E as in effortless, C as in connection. There's also a link for it down below in the description box. Anyway, thank you so much. Please take care, hit that thumbs up button, and I will talk to you next time.